This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. World leaders attending the Group of Seven summit in Japan have wrapped up their first summit working session. President Obama made comments afterwards saying there's a focus on averting another global crisis by forging a more urgent, coordinated response.
We use all the tools at our disposal to make sure that we're not only putting people back to work, but also helping to lift wages and helping to make sure that we can sustain the momentum of the recovery.
The president says there are signs the economy is improving in Europe as it has gotten past the Greek debt crisis. The suffering he endured during World War II still haunts 95-year-old Lester Teddy, who has black lung disease from slaving away as a prisoner of war in a Japanese coal mine. Teddy, one of only three remaining prisoners of war from the infamous Bataan Death March in the Philippines, says he doesn't think there should be any U.S. apologies for using an atomic weapon on Japan because Japan was doing terrible things to Americans during the war.
If you didn't walk fast enough, you were killed. If you didn't say the right words, you were killed. And if you were killed, you were either shot to death, bayoneted, or you decapitated.
The former Army Staff Sergeant believes President Obama should keep ex-POWs like himself and others in mind when he makes his historic visit to Hiroshima tomorrow. With what some say is the moral fabric of the nation at stake, Texas and 10 other states are suing the Obama administration over a new directive about transgender students in public schools. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton.
We are being joined by several other states, including Alabama, Arizona, Georgia, Louisiana, Maine, Oklahoma, Tennessee, Utah, West Virginia, and Wisconsin.
The challenge follows a federal directive to U.S. schools this month to let transgender students use whichever restroom or locker room they choose. More of these stories from townhall.com.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
It's probably been about 10 years ago. I had quite a few credit cards, and it was just getting to be too much, so I called Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360.
They met with me, and they were able to get all of my credit cards in one lower payment. Now we're doing a lot better.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360.
Despite near-record waits at airport security lines around the country, TSA agents are still being pulled aside to provide security at things like sporting events, concerts, and even presidential campaign events.
TSA Administrator Peter Neffinger asked about that by Arizona's Martha McSally.
I don't see that anywhere within the core competency of TSA and your mission. Do you agree?
Our core mission is transportation security. Yes, ma'am.
Would you agree if we can work on a better way to make sure that people going to concerts are safe while allowing you to focus on your core mission?
I would like to be fully focused on my core mission.
Neffinger says the TSA has made progress in reducing lines with new management practices, more full-time workers, and faster reaction to choke points.
That is correspondent Wally Hines on Capitol Hill. Neffinger says his agency will be adding 768 new screeners by mid-June to deal with those long lines. The head of the TSA told the House committee yesterday, listening to his comments, that most of the screeners will be sent to the busiest airports. This is SRN News. The State Department has faulted Hillary Clinton for poorly managing email and other computer information.
According to the State Department's Inspector General, former Secretary Clinton and previous secretaries were slow to respond to cybersecurity risks. But the audit singles out Clinton's failures as more serious. Her use of a private email account and server while in office and failure to promptly turn over the records. The audit reveals that Clinton and her top aides chose not to cooperate with the review.
It is White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Soldiers placing nearly a quarter of a million U.S. flags at Arlington National Cemetery as part of a Memorial Day tradition. Today's Flags In marks the beginning of Memorial Day weekend observances at the cemetery. The tradition began in 1948. The mission is carried out by the 3rd U.S. Infantry Regiment, nicknamed the Old Guard. The flags are removed after Memorial Day. More of these stories from townhall.com from Washington.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ, based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Martinez here, just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. Coming up next week, by the way, the email address that you'll want to know, Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. We've got copies of the movie, the DVD Blu-ray of Risen. We already did Risen. Young Messiah, we're going to be giving away for a couple of weeks. So Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. And so next week, drop me an email. Say, Martinez, put me in the running. Get me in the hoppa. And you could be a big winner, okay? So we'll keep you informed and let you know exactly when the starting gate is open. And you can start sending those emails to me. David Horowitz is with us, an American conservative writer, founder, current president of the think tank, the David Horowitz Freedom Center, editor of Front Page Magazine, and director of Discover the Networks, a website that tracks individuals and groups on the political left. David Horowitz, always good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing pretty well, Bill.
Well, appreciate you coming on. I want to talk about your new book, Progressive Racism, a provocative new book that dissects the racial morality play of white supremacy and black oppression. So where is the motivation here? Where did this come out of?
Well, I'm sickened by what's happened to the civil rights movement in this country. It's become a roving lynch mob and a defamer of America. President of the United States, Barack Obama, has said that racism is in the DNA of America, which is the most malicious thing a president has ever said about his own country. And the opposite is true. Slavery existed in Africa for 1,000 years before a white person ever set foot there. It existed in all societies. There was slavery for 3,000 years, and nobody ever said it was immoral. Not Aristotle, not Moses, not Jesus. Until Protestant Christians in England, led by Wilberforce, did declare it immoral towards the end of the 18th century. And the American founders put it into the birth certificate of this country that liberty and equality are rights given by God that can't be taken away by governments. And within a generation, slavery was abolished, not only in America, but throughout the hemisphere. Every black person in America owes their freedom to the founders. What's in the DNA of America is not racism, but liberty.
Exactly.
And I think this just shows how the whole kind of civil rights left has been inverted. It is now, its purpose is to find grievances that don't exist, indict whites, celebrate criminals, civil rights victims used to be actual victims of racial discrimination. Now, like Emmett Till, who was a 12-year-old who was brutally murdered in the South for allegedly whistling at a white woman. Now, the heroes are predators. Freddie Gray, the Baltimore criminal, was a career. Mm-hmm. I mean, he had an arrest record as long as your arm. And who was he preying on? Other black people.
Exactly.
Yet he's a civil rights hero now.
Mm-hmm.
Then the same is true of Eric Garner and Michael Brown, although Michael Brown lived long enough to make a career.
Yeah, but Michael Brown was being a bully in the neighborhood. I mean, when you saw the video.
I saw that video. I mean, if it's him, that's horrible.
I mean, we're not trying to justify him being shot, but it's just like, you know.
Well, look, it was a justifiable homicide.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it was, because he was attacking that police officer. But the more important thing is the way the mob, the Black Lives Matter mob, behaved. They mm-hmm. burned the town, which is a black town. Oh, the victims, again, are black, mm-hmm. of Black Lives Matter. They burned the town because they wanted an officer indicted, convicted, and punished in advance of the facts. They didn't even wait for the evidence because his crime was being white. And even after the facts were in, and even after they were validated by the Holder Justice Department, they still maintained this myth, that he had his hands up and so forth, was saying, don't shoot. And where does that lie come from? It comes from his accomplice in the strong-arm robbery. I mean, it's just terrible.
Exactly.
What's gone on. Mm-hmm. So, well, you can trace it. Martin Luther King was an American patriot, and his civil rights idea was very American. It was everybody should be judged as an individual on their merits, not because mm-hmm. of their skin color, not because of their ethnicity. That's the American way. But these left-wing collectivists, the progressives, have come along, and they want to judge everything by color and by gender. And it's tearing our country apart is what it's doing.
Well, David, when do we get beyond this reparation stuff? I mean, I just saw a video the other day of a young kid. He had a bunch of white people all together and, talking about how, the black people have been robbed and they deserve reparation. I mean, it was just disgusting.
Well, he hasn't been robbed. He is blessed to have been born in America. American blacks are richer than blacks anywhere in the world and freer and more privileged. This is just nonsense. There are no slaves left. There are no children of slaves. And if you want reparations, you should be suing the Confederate government, not the United States government, which fought a civil war that freed the slaves at the cost of 350,000 mainly white lives.
Exactly.
Most people in America got here, their ancestors came in the 1880s was the beginning of the great waves of migration. So most Americans have no connection whatsoever to slavery. My grandparents were in, Russia, being vamped on by Cossacks when there was slavery in America. Why should I pay reparations to Oprah Winfrey and Jesse Jackson? It doesn't make any sense. It's just another left-wing divisive campaign.
But it's all this white... It's this white guilt, that they put out on people. I mean, here we throw all this money and poverty, mostly black people, taking unfair advantage. The welfare system that is broken, that is not really lifting people up. I mean, we got some reform.
The welfare system is the worst thing that's a crime committed against. Mm-hmm. Of course, it's committed against all poor people, but lots of black people. Since slavery is perfectly diabolical. You give people you provide them with, an apartment, food. Actually, they can get a lot more. They get their EBT cards and so forth. But they live poor as a result.
Yes.
And it takes away the incentive to work and to get independent. It puts people in chains. And then they bribe First of all, you can't have a father in the home, so that's going to make you poor in the first place.
Exactly.
And secondly, then they bribe these single women to have more children because they can get $200 a kid per month.
That's the way they get a raise. David Horowitz, we're going to break right now. The author, his latest book, Progressive Racism. David Horowitz, I'm Bill Martinez. Live, stay right where you are. We've got more right after this.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the Crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro 1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims. We just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
We're back with
Whitney America, just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour. The one, the only David Horowitz is with us. David, of course, is founder, current president of the think tank, the David Horowitz Freedom Center, editor of Front Page Magazine, director of Discover the Networks, a website that tracks individuals and groups on the political left. His latest book, Progressive Racism. David, this book is really enlightening. I mean, this is like one of those lifetime research deals as you start to look at the trajectory of what racism has evolved to in this country, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like the 30 years of lost battles. Since Sharpton and Jackson took over the civil rights movement and turned it into an extortion mill. You know, as I say, it's like a roving lynch mob.
Right.
The civil rights movement has been really
Exactly, civil wrongs movement. Excellent. Yeah, they have benefited themselves, but what have they done for Black America?
Well, they've actually heard Black Lives Matter has gotten a lot of Black people killed by attacking police and making the police say it isn't worth it being aggressive. And going after criminals because you can have your career destroyed. But Darren Wilson, the officer in Ferguson,
who, yes,
you know, and kind of hiding now. I mean, his life has been ruined by these Black racists and their anti-white white allies.
Mm-hmm.
It is terrible.
But no reparations for a guy like Darren Wilson, though. And I was, and I'm glad you brought his name back up again, because I was going to say that based on the information I read about him, I mean, here's an officer. This is what he loved to do. He was a good officer. And how many other talented officers along the way are we losing, David Horowitz, because of this?
Yeah, and what's doing by losing them and by intimidating other police, it's created a spike in the violent crimes and homicide rates. Chicago's homicide rate is up 70% this year, but the same thing is happening in Baltimore and in Ferguson, St. Louis area. And the victims, it's true that Blacks commit 40% of the violent crimes, Black males, so it's like 6% of the population. Commits 40% of the violent crimes, but the victims are mainly Black. Like 90% mm-hmm. of their victims are Black.
Exactly.
So by handcuffing the police, not to mention the gun control laws. Of course, they're the most stringent in cities like Democrat-run cities like Chicago and Baltimore or any major inner city. So if you're a welfare mother living in a high-crime area, the only security you have is what you can reach for in the night table drawer. You don't have gated community. You have the police in retreat now. They were a line of protection. And you can't get a gun. It's insanity. But, it's partly Republicans' fault because they never mentioned this stuff.
It definitely goes underreported. They don't really want to take a stand. Political correctness has caused them to cower as well. And meanwhile, you know, as you mentioned, the welfare mothers we were talking before in the earlier break, is that, our government and our politicians are rewarding the wrong behavior. We're incentivizing, you know, poverty even further, and we've created kind of a modern-day form of slavery, which, I just think's astounding to me. I mean, Blacks, claim... they want reparations for, slavery offenses of years gone by, but now...
Free money doesn't free you. You don't get liberated by getting free money. You get liberated by working, by getting a skill. That's the way you get liberated in our culture. So handouts, which is what reparations would be, it's just going to be another form of enslavement. That's all it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, in a sense, we've been handing out trillions of dollars over the years. I mean, you could say there's been reparations.
20 trillion, actually.
Yeah,
Yeah, so, but I know the war on poverty alone was $22 trillion since 1964, which mostly went to blacks, which LBJ at the time said, look at, he told the Democratic Party, they were against it at first. He says, look at, I'll get blacks to vote for us for the next 100 years. You pass this bill and they will do it. And look what's happened. I mean, he's enslaved them, and, you know, they don't even know it. I mean, they're like the frogs in boiling water.
Well, there are some blacks who know it, and they get called race traitors.
Right. And they've been great examples.
Yeah. The cowardice of the Republican Party that's helping this situation persist. Why isn't every Republican speech have a passage which talks about the fact that the Democratic Party is the party of slavery and segregation and controls every major inner city of size in America 100%? There aren't any Republicans on the city councils of these cities and these killing fields, Chicago, Detroit, Philadelphia, Baltimore. I mean, Baltimore has got to be...
It's a disaster.
Stupid, incompetent, racist, left-wing prosecutor in Baltimore. Prosecuting these officers. I mean, they're just terrible. But these, every major inner city in America, the ones I named, 100% controlled by the Democratic Party and has been for 50 to 100 years. Everything that's wrong with the inner cities of America that policy can affect, Democrats and progressives are responsible for. And including the failed public schools, which year in, year out, because they just are there to serve the teacher unions and the adults, don't teach the children, don't give them the skills they need to succeed, and, you know, basically are destroying the lives of these kids. 100% controlled and responsibility is 100% the Democratic Party. The Republicans never mention it. I mean, it just drives me crazy.
Well, and, David, I tell you, I'm right alongside you with that. I mean, it is brain damaging. And is it any wonder the Democratic Party has moved closer to socialism to the point that you got a guy like Bernie Sanders capturing 40% of the Democratic vote?
Yeah, unfortunately, most of the millennials following him have no idea what socialism is. But, Bernie Sanders is a communist. He's an anti-American communist and has been his whole life. His model is not Denmark. He wants to make America like Cuba and Venezuela.
Well, and it's amazing to me when they talk about his economic plan adding an immediate $19 trillion more. I mean, this isn't Barack Obama, let's do it over two administrations. Let's just do it right away.
Bernie Sanders is brain dead. This is all his ideas that have been tried for 100 years and failed. They killed over 100 million people. They bankrupted whole continents. You know, they generalized poverty so that everybody was poor except the party elite. And there's Bernie Sanders, although he was asleep in this whole century, going on and want to repeat it.
Well, David, in your book, Progressive Racism, we got about a minute left. Give a summary for our audience so they know why they need to get their hands on this book and be enlightened with your book and your insight here.
Well, you need to be armed for this battle. People hide. They get out of the way of leftists who want to call them racist. So you have to have the arguments to confront them, because if you get out of their way, they win. I think it's worth it for the last chapter alone, which is called Black Skin Privilege, which is an in-your-face, the white skin privilege grievance. I mean, these people are talking through their hats. They don't know what they're talking about. And you just need to familiarize yourself.
Exactly. Well, a little bit of knowledge will go a long way. There's no doubt about it. David Horowitz, an American conservative writer, founder, current president of think tank, the David Horowitz Freedom Center. David, thank you as always for being on Bill Martinez Live.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Small business owners across the country are concerned about the economy and are taking a wait-and-see approach to growth as election year anxiety rises. According to the Bank of America Small Business Owner Report, only 29% of entrepreneurs are confident the national economy will improve in the coming year. Furthermore, 67% believe the presidential election will affect their business. More than half say the same for congressional elections. Small business owners also expressed increased concern about health care costs and the stock market. As a result, they seem to be pulling back on hiring and growth plans, which have both declined since last year. Rob Hilson, small business executive at Bank of America, discusses the findings.
The unusual nature of this election year appears to be impacting the outlook of small business owners for both their business and the economy. Nearly 6 in 10 entrepreneurs plan to keep headcount the same, and another 17% said they were undecided about hiring, suggesting that many are taking a wait-and-see approach.
For more, visit newsroom.bankofamerica.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Always good to have you along with us. We understand that if we're going to get this country back on track, it's going to be up to us. All hands on deck, bottom-up movement, grassroots level. You know what I'm talking about? Not top-down. Top-down is what got us into this mess, but we need to hear your voice. Right now, we've got Lance LaRusso, speaking of a voice, a leading attorney, former law enforcement officer, and author of the books Peacemaking and When Cops Kill. Lance, always good to have you with us. How you doing, sir?
Doing well. Thanks for having me.
Hey, good to have you here. Let's talk about Freddie Gray. Arresting officer Edward Nero been found not guilty on all counts by Baltimore City Circuit Court Judge Barry Williams. Nero faced second-degree assault, reckless endangerment, and two counts of misconduct in office. And it seemed to be indicated by the judge that there was nothing there.
Yeah, I mean, I've read his entire opinion. That he read from the bench, the transcript, and I would recommend that if people want to really understand more about the facts and what he was charged with and what the judge actually found, I really highly recommend it. You know, one of the things that I found interesting was the decision to have a bench trial as opposed to a jury trial. And several people on the internet, including one of the activists there in Baltimore, was saying that that deprived the people on a jury of the right to make a decision. Well, you know, that's a big risk for a defendant to take, especially with this judge's background. He's a former prosecutor, investigated police misconduct cases. So this was not some sort of an easy way to pass these charges. This was a very big risk on their part, and they obviously had faith in what the evidence would show.
And this judge is black, too, right?
Yes, he is. I saw a picture of him recently. And apparently he has most of his experience, I believe, before he got on the bench, appears to be that of a prosecutor.
Right, exactly. Well, this really says a lot about, you know, the Baltimore attorney general. I mean, this really puts some egg on her face a little bit, don't you think?
It does. It really causes a problem for the process that was used, the vehicle, if you will, that was used to charge them. That's my understanding. I'm not licensed in Maryland, but it's my understanding that a grand jury was bypassed in this case, and this was not a situation that was vetted just from a timeline as long as it could be. And this is the problem that we're seeing, Bill, across the United States. People want quick answers after a use of force. And I talk about this in When Cops Kill. There is a deliberate process to those investigations. And there's three investigations. You have an administrative investigation, criminal investigation, and then a prosecutorial inquiry, and then you can have a federal investigation. Investigations need to be thorough. Everyone wants a thorough investigation, and investigations, if they're going to be thorough, take time. Quick answers in a thorough investigation are two goals that will never coincide. And this is what happens when people want quick answers and quick responses. And I suspect the judge was focused on something that has escaped a lot of the media stories, is whether or not the officer placed Freddie Gray under arrest, Officer Nero, and second, whether he was lawfully under arrest when Officer Nero contacted him. That is a critical point for these prosecutions. And that would come out with a longer investigation. As a matter of fact, you hear that now the department is going to conduct their administrative investigation to see what goes on. And it is a disservice to everyone, not just these officers. It's a disservice to everyone to have rushed to a criminal prosecution that, in this case, led to an acquittal in a very highly charged case, where if she waited for the investigation to be complete, she may have found that he was not culpable, which is ultimately what the judge found.
Well, she really wanted to put herself in a position of responsibility, and I think it's beyond her pay grade. When I heard her talk, you know, that day that she was going to, you know, get the, it was, you know, she was putting it all on her. I'm going, man, you know, just if you just listen to what she just said, she's out of order. I mean, it's not consistent with any due process. She pushed this through, and now what we've got, we've had two legal processes right now with two of the police officers, right? And both have been exonerated?
Well, one was a hung jury, and then the other one was exonerated. And, you know, and they haven't made a decision, as far as I know, as to whether or not they're going to retry the officer. But, you know, the mayor said something interesting. She's quoted as saying that police officers have the same due process and constitutional rights as any citizen. And boy, you could have fooled me as an outside observer looking at what happened in Baltimore. There would be an uproar if people were charged. These were not officers, and they were charged so quickly. There's a lot of information going on behind the scenes. You know, some of the relationships here, I understand, are a little suspect. Some of the relations, marital relationships or other relationships between the people involved in the prosecution and the city itself. Mm-hmm. And I think this was really seen as a way to put a bucket of cold water on a very violent situation that was going on in Baltimore. But, you know, remember that the worst rioting occurred after Darren Wilson was cleared by a grand jury.
Exactly.
So you're essentially kicking the can down the road. And again, everybody at the end of the day wants that thorough investigation. And when I talk about it, when cops kill and all the profits go to law enforcement charities, what I talk about in there is explaining for the public, for the media, for officers, this is what these investigations look like. They are thorough. They are deliberate. But it takes a while to get to all the witnesses, to review the evidence, and to really get down to the truth. And watching a couple of seconds of a video and saying, you need to prosecute them, it serves no justice whatsoever.
Exactly. Well, you know, I think that we learned, or at least got a clearer understanding, I would have hoped, after, as you mentioned, Darren Wilson and Ferguson, but we didn't learn that lesson very well in Baltimore. It just seemed to really just take on a personality of its own. Here it is, even on this show, I can tell you, Lance, we're very careful about, you know, expediting the process when the rest of the media is throwing headlines out there and adding to the fervor and the passion and everything. And then you get outside players, Black Lives Matter, and all these other professional protesters that come into play just to disrupt cities, burn cities down, and do the kind of things that they've been doing. It is just absolutely disgusting. It's irresponsible. And, you know, I think the media needs to, you know, connoiter and, you know, get their act together a little bit on this and realize that, hey, their job is to report, not to influence the news and the rabble-rousing.
Well, and when cops kill, I coined a term called the informal media. Essentially, you have the media with made up of professionals, and then you have the social media, the blog, the comments to professional media sources. And they have made up such a large portion of our lexicon of what people consume as news. I mean, people are consuming the, you know, if you will, the actual hard news like they can consume an episode of The Kardashians.
Yes.
And, you know, it's not fluff. This is real. What these officers go through on a regular basis, you know, the dangers that they face and trying to interpret. I found just a large amount of ignorance, even among some prosecutors, as to the law, not only the laws of the use of deadly force, but also the mechanics of the use of deadly force. And by means that I mean, as an example, you'll have someone who's shot in the back. And they'll say, well, clearly that's a bad shoot. There's no way the officer could have faced a firearm. Well, it's been proven that a person can point a weapon at an officer and still present their back as the only target. We've also seen situations where people have fired under their shoulders, under the opposite shoulder, fired while they're running away. You know, for instance, you have an officer who's pointing a firearm at somebody, telling them to put their hands and show their hands. They can actually draw a weapon and fire from their waistband in 0.26 seconds. It takes the officer about 0.81 seconds to fire. So if that suspect fires around and turns and runs, the officer in that one single movement is going to shoot them in the back. But we have this, I call it the Gary Cooper syndrome. People have been watching too many Westerns. And they think people stand still when these actions occur. Everybody's moving. The officers are, I've been teaching firearms for 25 years. We don't teach officers to stand still when they're being shot at. It tends to have a negative effect on one's life expectancy.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, Lance, I mentioned, there's three more officers yet to be adjudicated in this case, right?
I thought there were four, because there were six arrested, and then we have one hung jury and one acquitted.
Okay, so four more yet to go. Well, keep us to date on this. I appreciate you coming on and breaking it down for us. Lance LaRusso, a leading attorney, former law enforcement officer, author of the books Peacekeeping and When Cops Kill. Thank you, Lance. Appreciate you coming on.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
From the studio that brought you Heaven is for Real and War Room.
When the Messiah comes, Rome will be nothing!
A faithful retelling of the miracle that changed the world forever.
Already they're proclaiming him risen from death.
Risen. On digital and Blu-ray.
He was very special.
Blu-ray includes bonus making-of featurette, deleted scenes, and more.
His tomb is empty.
The best film about the life of Jesus since The Passion of the Christ, says Patrick Nowakowski, editor-in-chief of Legatus Magazine.
What happened to the Nazarene?
Dave Morales of Fox TV Houston calls Risen an uplifting masterpiece.
It's right here. Open your heart and see.
Risen, rated PG-13. Get it now on digital, on Blu-ray and DVD May 24th.
Paid
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At Bill Martinez Live, we have a healthy body blood sugar pack focusing on structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com, Youngevity, or call 855-305-8326. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 855-305-8326. That's 855-305-8326.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Well, it certainly is nice to meet some of Ricky's friends after all these years.
Lucy quiere que le diga que está muy contenta de conocer a los amigos míos de Cuba después de tantos años de casado.
Muchas gracias.
Did you have a nice boat trip up here?
Honey, they're not hard of hearing, you know.
Bill Martinez.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. You know, Steve-O, maybe that's Donald Trump's issue. Maybe he just thinks Hispanics are hard of hearing, I guess. I don't know. You know, so there's just some things we can still learn, you know, even politically from the old Lucy reruns, let me tell you. Steve, the movie guy, is with us, ladies and gentlemen, from Hollywood, California, the movie capital of the world, to give us an update on what's going on. And Angry Birds did some good business at the box office, like we talked about last week.
Birds flew to the top of the box office last weekend, making $38.2 million, knocking Captain America off his perch. He was number two, making about $32.9 million. Then we have Neighbors 2, Sorority Rising. That was number three. The Nice Guys, that movie with Ryan Gosling and Russell Crowe. That was number four. I saw the movie last weekend. It's a funny movie. Not great, but it's a funny movie. Yeah. Time well spent. And then, of course, the Jungle Book rounding out the top five. Disney, of course, having two movies in the top five. And they total about $700 million total in box office receipts. So another great move a week for Disney. But, hey, that could change this weekend. Did you see anything, by the way, last weekend?
No, I've been seeing plenty of sunsets in rainbows here in Maui, Hawaii. Are you kidding me? Well, you know, the Kanapali Beach Hotel has been very hospitable, and it's been great. Been spending some time here with the daughter unit, as you know, she's about 6 months pregnant, and so we're counting down the time here, having a great time.
Yes, it's tough to go inside when you're over in Hawaii because it is so nice being outside. That's true.
Yeah, well, it really is.
Weekend with the big Memorial Day weekend, we have X-Men Apocalypse opening up this weekend. This, as I counted, I think this is the ninth X-Men movie, if you want to count Deadpool and Wolverine, the spinoffs there. 52% recommending this one. We'll talk about the reviews in a moment, but once again, we have X-Men hitting the screens this weekend. Now, this is about the emergence of the world's first mutant apocalypse. The X-Men must unite to defeat his extinction plan. Now, since the dawn of civilization, he was worshipped. This apocalypse was worshipped as a god. He's the first and most powerful mutant from Marvel's X-Men universe. He amassed powers of many other mutants, becoming immortal and invincible. But he's been asleep here. Upon awakening after thousands of years, he's disillusioned with the world as he finds it. Well, welcome to the club. And he recruits...
He wakes up on the wrong side of the bed here? Is that what's going on?
After a thousand years, with a horrible headache, probably.
Hey, I'm telling you.
And he's not happy with what he finds, so he recruits a team of powerful mutants, including the disheartened Magneto, played by Michael Fassbender. He wants to cleanse mankind and create a new world order over, of course, he's going to reign over all of this. Now, after the fate of the world, as the fate of the world hangs in the balance, we have Raven, played by Jennifer Lawrence, her last appearance in an X-Men movie, by the way. She has the help of Professor X, played by James McAvoy. They must lead a team of young X-Men to stop their greatest nemesis and save mankind from complete destruction. Once again, this weekend, I tell you, week after week, the fate of the world hangs in the balance. It's exhausting after a while.
Well, thank God the answers are there on the big screen. You know, just a little bit of popcorn, you know, we got superstars on the big screen, and everything's solved.
It's a happy ending. This is directed by Bryan Singer, by the way, who directed the first X-Men. People are excited about that. But, you know, 52% are recommending. Here's what they're saying. One critic saying, Apocalypse delivers everything a viewer could, reasonably expect from it, which isn't exactly a ringing endorsement. Kind of like going and getting your performance review and your boss saying, you're pretty much what we expected. We'll see you next time.
Exactly. You've been a five, and you'll always be a five. Thank you very much.
it's going to be number one. It should make somewhere in the vicinity of 80, 85 million this weekend. It's about fourth.
Really? Month. That much? Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it has this huge fan base. So
yes, that's right. Yeah.
There you go. So that will be number one this weekend. And then we have another Disney movie. This is Alice Through the Looking Glass. Now, we've been talking about how Disney's been on a roll. That could change this weekend. We'll have to find out here. This is the second Disney Alice movie. Back in 2010, they released Alice in Wonderland. It made about $116 million its opening weekend, over $1 billion worldwide. This one is not getting great reviews. We'll talk about that in a moment.
You always wonder, Steve-O, when they're promoting the heck out of it, I found they're really trying to make something happen here, and they've really pushed this movie early on.
They have pushed the movie early on. It looks great, but they're saying it lacks a little in its storytelling. Here's what it's about. We have Alice Kingsley, played by Mia Wasikowska. She spent the past several years following in her father's footsteps, sailing the high seas. And upon her return to London, she comes across this magical looking glass. Look out, Alice. Here we go. She returns to the fantastical realm of Underland, where she finds her friends, the White Rabbit and the Cheshire Cat, and, of course, the Mad Hatter, played by Johnny Depp. Now, the Mad Hatter in this, he's not himself. He's lost his muchness. So we have Mirena, played by Anne Hathaway, sending Alice on a quest, and she embarks on a perilous race to save the Hatter before time runs out. Now, this is a beautiful movie. It's, of course, in 3D, but not getting great reviews. Here's what one critic had to say. Hugely expensive, extravagantly stupid, Alice Through the Looking Glass is just one more silly Hollywood mashup. And that's kind of how the reviews are going here. But it is a beautiful thing to look at up on the screen. Once again, it's in 3D and IMAX and the whole deal. So 37% recommending Alice Through the Looking Glass this weekend.
Yeah, you look at the trailer, Steve-O, and the trailer, the cinematography, everything that they put together there is just, it is gorgeous. I mean, it's Disney, and maybe that's where all the impact went. And sometimes stories and that can get lost in the effects,
Well, absolutely, and it always depends upon a good script, and evidently that could be lacking in this particular effort. However, it's going to make money. Don't worry, they'll be fine. Then we have The Ones Below. I don't know whether you've had a chance to check out the trailer for this one. This looks terrifying. Remember years ago, Rosemary's Baby, Roman Polanski?
Oh, yeah.
This is kind of the same sort of a thing. We have a couple that's expecting their first child. who are also having a baby, the ones below. Now, this follows Kate and Justin, this young couple in a tiny London suburb, eagerly awaiting the birth of their first child. But when the enigmatic Teresa and John move into the apartment downstairs, the parents-to-be soon become involved in this psychological battle of wills with the new tenants. It's spooky stuff. 74% recommending the ones below this weekend. And were you in, excuse me, in L.A. during the 80s?
Oh, of course. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Well, this is, we have a movie called...
Yeah, the government was still getting my money during that period of time.
They beg your pardon?
The state was still getting my money during that period of time, yes.
Oh, there we go. There you go.
Yeah.
Well, this is a movie called Holy Hell. Mm. This is a look at a West Hollywood cult formed by...
This sounds like one of the radio stations I worked at with during the 80s.
This takes place in 85. You have a recent film school graduate. His name is Will Allen. He became a member of the Buddha Field. Now, do you remember that? This Buddha Field, this Los Angeles area spiritual group. And this Will Allen acted as the group's official videographer. So he began to document their activities, shooting all this footage. And it's centered on the mysterious leader they called the Teacher. And over time, the group's dark side began to surface as total devotion turned to paranoia until finally the unexpected truths about their enlightened leader were revealed all in front of Allen's cameras. This was very big up at Sundance this year. It's called Holy Hell. It's a documentary which, of course, sheds a little light on this whole experience. And it's a great look inside the world of what I guess you could call cultism.
Yes, exactly. Well, that was a big time when I was in radio school in Los Angeles. They would go out there and just roam the streets and recruit people to come to their meetings. It was quite fascinating.
Yeah, well, at L.A. in the 80s. There you go.
Yeah, there it is.
We have a movie called Chevalier, which is subtitled, but it's getting great reviews, and it's a very interesting story. It's a female director, and why that is interesting, I'll tell you about in a moment. We have this... this group of guys, they're on a luxury yacht in the middle of the Aegean Sea, six men on a fishing trip. They decide they're going to play a little game. And during this game, things will be compared, they'll be measured, blood will be tested, friends will become rivals. But at the end of the voyage, when the game is over, the winner will wear the victorious ring, the Chevalier. It's an interesting look at the male ego as looked upon by a female director. So you might want to check out Chevalier. It's limited release this weekend, but it looks like an interesting film. Then the movie here called As I Am. In case you've been hanging around wondering about the life and times of DJ AM, this is the movie for you. This is a doc which is a retrospective look at the life and work of the influential electronic music DJ Adam Goldstein, known as DJ AM. Now, he was famous in the field of electronic music, but he became mainstream famous when he started going out with Nicole Richie years ago. So if you want to check out As I Am, if you're curious about DJ AM, that's the movie for you. And then another movie here called Australia's Lost Gold. This is The Legend of Lassiter. Here's what this one's about. In 1931, you got this guy by the name of Harold Lassiter. He was wandering around in the desert. He died. His body was found in the central Australian desert. He had a diary that revealed that he had discovered gold worth billions of dollars today. He had give it all away for a loaf of bread and a chance at survival, but he didn't survive. They found the diary, and this filmmaker gets together with his son, who's 85 years old now, and they wander around the desert trying to find the gold. I love stories like this. And,
it's interesting, you got all the gold and nothing to buy, huh? No bread.
That's true, and everybody else is now going to be looking for the billions. Australia's lost gold, the legend of Lassiter. So that's what's happening on Memorial.
Hey, a lot going on at the Cineplex. Bring the popcorn. We'll see you there, Steve, the movie guy. Thank you, Steve.
Vaping enthusiasts, head to VaporPalace.com. Choose from over 150 flavors and a selection of exclusive private stock vapor liquid you won't find anywhere else. New flavors are added every month, and our customer service is unbeatable. VaporPalace.com offers 15% off all vapor liquid on Fridays, and get 10% off every order with coupon code VAPOR10 at checkout. Combine the codes on Fridays for 25% off. The ultimate destination for the vaping enthusiast, VaporPalace.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At Bill Martinez Live, we should change Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to BillMartinezLive.com, Longevity, or call 855-305-8326. That's 855-305-8326.